tonight from what you guys had in Boston? What was the difference where you guys just came up short?
I think we gave them a few too many looks, you know. It's tough to say because they're going to get their chances. They have such good players up front that they probably don't go many nights without getting a few good looks and some great A chances. But I just think we gave them a few too many there throughout the lineup. And it's tough to win if you got to score six goals. And you know, we're kind of playing a little bit from behind. And then obviously at the end, and you're pushing, but the effort was definitely a lot better, and guys showed up and guys were going to work. But like I said, we just gave them a little too much.
Power play seemed to be really effective tonight. What were some of the big keys for the power play, being able to get good looks on your end and put a couple in?
Just good puck movement, traffic, and trying to generate shots. I think both goals, obviously with mine, Lindy was standing right in front of his eyes and made it real tough on him. And the other one, I couldn't exactly see it, but I think it was a little bit of a backdoor play. But guys at the net. And when you get the pucks there with traffic and a few bodies, you're generally going to create and give yourself a good opportunity to score goals. And that's really what power play is all about, is trying to create momentum and give yourself an opportunity.
How tough was the pace of this game, or was this the pace where you guys want to play? Because it just seemed like it was end-to-end as fast as you could go.
I mean, we play a fast game, and they do too. And we both try and feed off turnovers, and when they are there, it looks a little bit faster. There's nothing really gets generated in the offensive zones or anything, and it turns into a little bit of a track meet. And there were a couple times out there tonight that did happen. It's not necessarily the game we want to play, but like I said, we feed off other teams' turnovers, and we try to, and they're very similar in that regard.
Third period, you get their goal taken off the board with the offside challenge. Gave you a little bit of momentum, but what did they do to kind of take it back from you? Because that seemed like it punched them in the gut for a little bit. You guys just couldn't get that one to go over the top.
Yeah. It's huge. Obviously, we don't want to give them an early goal to start third. Keep it a tie game. But they got the fourth, and it's tough. Like I said, they're a good team, and they're at the top of the standings for a reason. And when they get those leads, they do a pretty good job of either building on them or keeping them, like they did there to get the fifth. And it's tough to when a team scores late like that, and you're already pushing, you're already trying to force it, and you know, take some more chances to create offense, and then they get the two goal separation there. It's tough, but it was just didn't turn out the way we wanted.
You guys had another penalty-free game tonight. What is it about Carolina that plays so well and so few minutes against, shorthanded?
Well, I don't know. We try and stay disciplined. We know it's a big thing. I think stuff. Anytime you can give teams opportunities on the power play, it's no one wants to have that happen. But if you give a team enough opportunities throughout the night, generally they're going to score. You give anyone 5-6 looks a night, they're going to break it down and figure it out eventually, you think. And, like I said, it's a big focus on us to stay out of the box and not to take any dumb penalties. We're all right with the hard penalties, and if you're competing and working, but nothing that's lazy and stuff. And we talk about that in here, and we try and stay away from that, and I think that's a big reason why we're able to take so few.